Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Weekly. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. And today we're going to have an interesting discussion about citizen development and how applications can help to enable and make life a lot better and some of the solutions that they provide. We're also going to be having two special guests join us, Brian McDonald, Executive Director of Amen Lara, as well as Caleb Walker, Chief Strategy Officer from With You, With Me. And we're going to be talking about a collaboration that's been very successful, and it's being used in the Ukraine right now. So first of all, Brian and Caleb, welcome to Vanguard Weekly.
Thanks very much for having us on. It's great to be here.
Hey, John. And thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, certainly our pleasure. Brian, I'd like to start with you. I hear about a lot of the good work that Amen Lara is doing. And for the benefit of our readership and listenership, maybe you could give us a quick overview.
Well, thanks. Amen Lara is the group of veterans, former interpreters, and volunteers. And we help good people get out of bad places. So we were formed just about a year ago now during the terrible collapse of Kabul. And as veterans and as interpreters who'd worked with the Canadian forces, we watched those terrible events unfold and we said, well, we've got to do something. I mean, many Canadian veterans work directly with their interpreters. So they have a real, you know, a deep bond with those people. And a lot of them were still stuck in Afghanistan when the terrible fall came. And so, you know, in those early days, it was a little frantic. But since then, we have stabilized and we've managed to get over 3,000 people out of Afghanistan. So it's a big problem. We've just been chipping away at it. And over the last 12 months, you know, we've moved 3,000 people out. And as well, we discovered that we had built a skill set. You know, we know how to coordinate with people on the ground. We know how to work with the Canadian authorities, and we know how to extract people from dangerous places. So when war broke out in Ukraine, we said, hey, we can apply those skills there. And sure enough, we've been active in Ukraine, and we've now moved a couple hundred people out of there, including flights for the government of New Brunswick, for example. So we're a going concern operating in Afghanistan and Ukraine, and you know, we're aggressively trying to move people out as quickly as we can.
Well, that's a great story. Caleb, how did the relationship come about for you to be working with Brian and his team and your team from With You, With Me to develop this application?
Yeah, I've been so amazed by what the great work that Amen Lara has been doing, watching them on social media. As everyone, when you see a big situation come about with the Ukraine, I just reached out and asked, you know, how could we help, if anything? And they had identified something that they needed, which was just an app so they could go faster and provide even more support than they already are. And I knew that that was something that we could probably put together relatively quickly at no cost to them. And so and from what I understand, it's providing actual value to the Ukrainian refugee population, which is outstanding. It's really, anything that you can build that actually adds value is amazing. So it's good to see.
So Brian, this sounds like a game changer. And as we get into talking about app solutions, it's speed to market. But how does this app work? Tell us more about it.
Well, you know, it's been great. Amen Lara at its core is a veteran-led organization. I mean, we have volunteers and former interpreters, but at its core, it's veteran-led. And so we are so happy to be working with you, with me, and Caleb in particular. I mean, we speak the same language, we come from the same culture, so it's a really easy fit there. And I think that was part of why we were able to get to market so quickly on this. You know, the app itself is designed to track people, right? So we have people in Ukraine who want to come to Canada, and in order to get them here, we have to kind of track their progress through the immigration process, track where they are and what they want to do, and then help to facilitate their extraction. So you've got to have a pretty advanced database function to do that. And, you know, working with Caleb and the team with you, with me, we have been able to develop that in a very short time. And like I said, I think part of that is because intuitively, Caleb and his team get what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it. And so we were on the same page from day one, and it's been really helpful to get us to market as quickly as possible.
It's so amazing what Amen Lara is doing. They're really increasing the accessibility to support. I think one of the things that really resonated from your team, Brian, was how long it took to fill out some of the documentation and how hard it was to do it. And so the fact that you're able to improve the accessibility to documentation, fill it out faster, make it easier to track, you know, well done for you and the team, because I mean, that's hopefully what technology is able to provide, right? Is just to make things more accessible so we can move people faster.
I'd like to ask you to both weigh in on this. What kind of challenges did you hit along the way in getting this app implemented? And I guess, Brian, let's start with you.
Well, you know, there's always a language barrier, right? And I should say that the app that we've developed for Ukraine, we're now looking at applying that to Afghanistan. You know, so we had a different system in place in Afghanistan, and we're now probably going to transition to the app that Kate was provided. So, you know, it's not just Ukraine. It's actually because we've been able to build this tool, it's got a variety of applications. And, you know, we're committed to helping people out of crisis wherever that may be. And so we'll see, you know, hopefully there won't be any more crisis, but I'm betting there probably is. And so wherever it comes next, this tool will help us. You know, you asked about challenges, and of course there's a language issue. You know, in Ukraine, you know, it's a different language. It's a different alphabet. So a lot of challenges there. In Afghanistan, we face the same problem. You know, we're lucky because we have volunteers on our team who speak the native languages. So that's been very helpful. But as Caleb says, I mean, getting through, you know, the bureaucracy that is inherent in any immigration or you know, visa stream is very challenging. So, you know, we've been trying with this app to find a way to make the complex simple.
Caleb, what would you say?
I just have to tip my hat to actually to the team, because they were trying to balance going fast, but then going sustainable. And so the initial solution we were looking at was just to really go like a low code and using vendor licenses. But we worked out that with the amount of traffic that Brian was going to be bringing in, like it could have cost him like $40,000 like a month, which is just not sustainable for his program. And so the team like sucked back a little bit, and they just put in like a couple of extra weeks, and they're able to kind of fix the back end a little bit to make it a bit more accessible, and it reduced the cost. So that it's like, you know, between $1,000 to $4,000 a month for all the data to be flipped there. And so that's just that's super, super important, is just to understand the business process of what the organization is trying to do, so that you don't build them a solution that's not sustainable forever. And that was the key thing that the team was able to do. And I really tip my hat out that their excellent forethought on that one. And which, by the way, the team's all veterans, by the way. So they obviously really cared about the space that just as well. Sorry, Brian, I cut you off.
Well, no, it's been great, because we have been able to develop a really good tool at an affordable price. And we're a charity, you know, we're volunteer led. And so cost is a driver for us. And, you know, we're not the government of Canada. We don't speak for the government of Canada. We don't have that budget. But we're trying to interface with their systems and you know, support people in getting through that Government of Canada process. And we have to do it on a bit of a shoestring. So Caleb and his team have been great in, as he has said, like making this a manageable effort financially and in terms of our staff energy.
I think it's an asset that, you know, it's all a group of vets who are doing this. The understanding of the challenges and the terrain. It's also a great example of collaboration as well. Brian, how has this been received by the outside community? What kind of feedback have you had? Have you had, for instance, support from major technology vendors?
Well, we need to do a better job of waving the flag here. We have had pretty good luck at implementing the tool, but we haven't really spread the word as much as we need to. So that's kind of the next phase. You know, we've been able to help, like I say, several hundred people get over to Canada from Ukraine, and we expect that to increase over the coming months. I mean, what tends to happen in these situations is you have the immediate crisis, in this case a war, but what follows that is the humanitarian crisis. And people in Ukraine are unfortunately coming to the realization that life for them has probably changed for good, and, or you know permanently, and so they need to make a move, right? So whereas some people were earlier displaced and had moved to Poland. Now they're looking for a more permanent solution. So we are working with the provinces of New Brunswick and Newfoundland and hopefully Ontario and Alberta to bring people over kind of en masse. You know, we're expecting that some provinces will have a monthly flight. And so we can't do that without a tool like this. This tool is essential to that job.
So, you know, we've talked a little bit about the Ukraine and Afghanistan. I'd like to ask you both to kind of weigh in on what is the future of this collaboration hold? What do you think you guys are going to do next? And where are you going to aim the rifle? Why don't we begin with you first, Caleb?
Yeah, it's, what I'd like to highlight is the entrepreneurship of the veteran community. And so if we just give them a little bit of technology skills and ability, which, you know, with you with me obviously provides for free, that they're able to help build out solutions that can really scale and help. And so, you know, obviously Brian's an entrepreneur, his whole team's an entrepreneur, a bunch of veterans, and the team that helped him from With You With Me, all the developers have a kind of entrepreneurial agile mindset. So the more people we can enable to help solve complex problems like this, I think it's going to be, it doesn't matter what issues come up, we'll be able to react to it fast.
Brian, what would you say?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur personally, but also we have a team of people who are kind of entrepreneurial minded, and that makes a big difference. I mean, I'd like to think that that's part of the veteran mindset is like just get the job done. And we definitely have that mentality in our team, and we're used to working with scarce resources. So developing a tool like this has really been empowering for us because, you know, how else, you know, when we started this, we were kind of manually tracking people, which of course is unsustainable. So to have a tool like this really enables us to do a lot more work at scale, which of course is the goal.
It's all about the data. It's all about enabling and building to scale. Brian, to learn more about what your association is doing, where can our listenership go?
Well, the easiest thing is evacuations.ca. So that's evacuations with a plural S .ca. If they go there, that's our website. All of our data is on there and they can look through what we do. They can sign up as a volunteer. They can contact us. And of course, they can make a donation, most importantly. So that's evacuations with an S .ca. And we welcome anyone who wants to go there. And if they have any questions, they can reach out to us through that means.
You've been listening to Vanguard Radio. Our special guest today joining us, Brian McDonald, who is Executive Director with Aman Laura, and as well, Caleb Walker, Chief Strategy Officer with You With Me. And we've been talking about a great cause. I hope you'll check it out. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on. It's been excellent, very informative, and hopefully this podcast helps to wave the flag for you, Brian, and draw awareness to a great cause.
It's wonderful. Really appreciate the opportunity to get the word out. And once again, thanks to Caleb and his team. They've been a real pleasure to work with.
The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Vanguard Weekly podcast series, CGE Weekly podcast series, Vanguard Radio Podcast and CGE Radio Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not represent those of Vanguard or any affiliated media products, their employees, or owners. Vanguard Magazine, Canadian Government Executive Magazine, and its affiliates are not responsible for and do not verify for accuracy any of the information contained in this podcast series. This podcast may not be copied or distributed without express written approval of Promotive Communications, Inc., PCI. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast without consent from PCI. PCI assumes no liability for activities in connection with this podcast or for use of this podcast with any other website, computer, or playing device.